For lack of cameras in the California courtroom where Michael Jackson is standing trial, the cable channel E, which is spelled with an exclamation point, is presenting daily reenactments. That means actors depict the judge and the lawyers. He can probably get away with a fairly low standard of verisimilitude in those parts. But for the defendant, Mr. Jackson, credibility requires a convincing rendering of that highly recognizable figure. So, enter 27-year-old Edward Moss, who landed the part after 10 years of doing Michael Jackson impersonations. Mr. Moss joins us from the E! Courtroom set in Los Angeles. Welcome to the program, and where have you done your Michael Jackson act before?
Hi, thank you for having me, Robert. I have been all over the world acting as Michael Jackson, from stage shows in New Zealand to Japan to London, all through the U.S., down through Mexico. I've been all over the world doing this.
But this is the first time you're depicting him as a criminal defendant.
Yes, that would be true.
Well, what's the challenge? What's the special challenge of being Michael Jackson in the courtroom?
The major challenge in this role is, you know, as an actor and dancer and performer, being on a stage, knowing Michael Jackson and knowing how he acts for a stage and an audience, that's one thing. But to actually be a credible character actor, to be able to recreate mannerisms and facial expressions in a whole courtroom scenario, which is how the world never sees Michael Jackson, is a challenge in itself.
Now, what do you do for E? Do you ask the people who are inside the courtroom to describe to you how Mr. Jackson is behaving? Do you? I mean, after all, these are different circumstances.
We have a director telling us and giving us direction. We do everything from transcripts, directly from the proceedings of the day.
So you would know if at a certain moment Michael Jackson conferred with his lawyer, let's say. That would be something
if something like that were to happen, I would be informed.
Well, if Michael Jackson never testifies on his own behalf, your entire part could be facial expressions and mannerisms.
That could be true.
Well, if it comes to testifying, can you give us some idea of how you would sound as the witness on the stand?
You know, I know how to mimic Michael's voice. If I were to do like part of his, you know, Paul, I think I told you, I'm a lover, not a fighter. You know, I can do his voice, or, you know, I was wondering if you think you can win. You know, all that kind of stuff. So when it comes to testifying, if that happens or when that happens, I'll be able to be believable as well as facial and mannerisms. You know.
How did you get into this? How did you become Michael Jackson?
I was working at McDonald's in Hollywood. I was an employee there, and they were having a costume contest, and first prize was $200. You know, I was 17, making $4.25 an hour. Extra $200 was awesome, you know? So I dressed as Michael for the costume contest, and I entered, and I wound up winning. And being here in Hollywood, you know, I decided, oh, let me see what I can do with this. So I would go out, and I would do street performing and, you know, wear his fedora and dance to his music. And I was bringing in, like, $200, $300 in a couple of hours out there. So I really decided that this is what I wanted to do.
You know, if this trial goes really badly for Michael Jackson, you may have to come up with a new character.
Well, once again, you know, I'm an actor, and I'm a dancer, and I'm a performer, but I also do makeup and stuff. I have a whole full career ahead of me. This is just one role that I was very glad that I was able to land, and I'm going to do my best and see what happens. I'm looking forward to the future to see what it brings.
Thank you very much for talking with us about your role, job, whatever we want to call it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Edward Moss. He's playing the role of Michael Jackson in the E! Cable television channel's reenactment of the Michael Jackson trial.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.